50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, Sam Garlip in the house. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
That was dubbed over. We just did 11 minutes for Patreons.
Yes.
Where we talked about Sam's radio appearance last night.
Yes.
And how boomers don't understand anything.
Yes. And then the other 7 minutes was just me going, for literally 7 minutes. It was incredible.
I'm going to say, I think that was our best Patreon bonus ever.
Wow.
Patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys. Support the show. If you listen to this show every week and you like it and you laugh, just give us $1. just give us $1.
That kind of went from like an encouraging thing to almost like a, it was almost threatening at the end.
No, just give, like, come on. Yeah, it's like, why just wouldn't
give
you?
Just give it. Give me.
Yeah. And then during the Patreon, we were like, oh no, what are we going to talk about now on the main pod? Because I feel like we've just talked about everything.
We're talking about bloody everything.
I know.
Because, I was on the radio last night, which is nice. We're just talking about how it didn't, I think it went fine actually.
Yeah.
Then you said how you're going to plug my show, but my show is over.
Oh yeah. By the time people are hearing it, your show. Because this is where it gets tricky.
Are we allowed to tell people this?
Yeah. We've already told people. Oh, yeah. I'm in Japan right now when you're listening.
You're
to
in
this.
Japan right now?
Yeah.
What do you?
When people are listening live, I'm in front of you. This isn't a hologram. Touch me. Yep, I'm not a hologram.
You're
but
really wet for something.
when this incredible. Is out, I'm in Japan. Your shows are over, so there's no point even plugging your
shows.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? What are you doing in Japan right now?
What day is it? I could tell you exactly what I'm doing if you want. Is that what you want?
I guess it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, and this will be Tuesday the 30th of April. I am going to the aquarium in Osaka with friend of the show, Whitey.
Oh, Whitey.
Who's in Japan with his kids. We have organized to go out together that night. So we're in Osaka.
Amazing. So Whitey is potentially listening to this whilst walking on the aquarium with you.
Yeah, that is possible. That is possible.
I mean, Whitey, if you're listening, don't tap on the glass. No sharks. That's dangerous.
Is that a Harry Potter reference?
I think it was, but God, actually, that would be incredible.
Imagine if Dudley fell into a...
imagine if they were in an aquarium instead of a zoo.
How much would have changed if Slytherin was Sharkerin and it was sharks instead of snakes. So Dudley falls into a shark enclosure.
Yep.
Harry can talk sharkle tongue, not parcel tongue.
Sharkle tongue!
The mascot for Slytherin is a shark. Oh. Voldemort resembles a shark.
Yes, instead of a basilisk, it's a giant great it's jaws. White. It's jaws. It's jaws going through the sewage pipes.
Harry finds himself in the film Jaws from 1979. Wow. What would Sharkle Tongue sound like?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as cool when they're in Defense Against the Dark Arts class. And
well, Malfoy would summon a shark. Not summon a serpent sortier, yeah, like, shark and like sortier.
Yeah, a small shark.
A little and, land shark.
And Harry's going... Or maybe they're the shark, same sharks from Finding Nemo, and they're just Australian accent.
Yeah, true. It's not Geoffrey Rush. It's Dame Edna. Barry Humphreys.
Geoffrey Rush is in it though. Is he in Finding Nemo?
Who is Geoffrey Rush?
Maybe he's like a pelican or something.
I think you're mistaken. I'm pretty sure Geoffrey Rush. He's in Pirates of the Caribbean as Barbossa. He's Barbossa.
Does your thing still work? Hey Google. Is Geoffrey Rush in Finding Nemo.
Okay, let's find out. Oh, he is the pelican.
Yes! Sorry. Fuck you. I'm sorry for the language, but I was right.
And hey, Google, when did Geoffrey Rush find out about dinosaurs?
Sorry, I don't understand.
No, that's all right.
Oh. Do you want to know what is Geoffrey Rush famous for?
No. We know what he's famous for.
Yeah.
We know the good stuff and the bad stuff. Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Away from that one.
Anyway, so Geoffrey Rush was in Finding Nemo. So yeah. I was right.
Is he the one that's like, if you want to live, jump in my mouth right now?
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
Well, speaking of Geoffrey Rush, I did just rush away on a personal errand for about 2 hours in the middle of the podcast. I'm so sorry, everyone.
So podcast first, they won't know. The listeners won't know. But yeah, podcast first. This is like what you just heard, and now there's like 2.5 hours of real time.
Yeah.
But you don't have to apologize because I'm going to cut it all out.
Oh, I guess so. The listeners, they haven't been waiting 2.5 hours.
No.
Only you have.
Yeah, I'm not going to just leave 2.5 hours of silence so the listeners can know how I felt when you're like, I've got to go in this emergency and just leave and don't come back.
No, I want the listeners to experience it the way I intended, which is with a 2.5 hour.
Well, do we do a special cut for Patreons with the 2.5 hours of silence? Then? No,
the 2.5 hours of the microphone on at your house.
We don't know. I didn't record that.
Yeah,
but I could make it up.
Just do some ambient noise.
Just do some, what's it called? ASMR?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway. Back. Thank you. Apologies for that. I did realize as I was on the way back here, I was just listening to one of their other episodes.
Ah.
There is a theme of me just getting phone calls in the middle of the episode and just stopping the episode. Yeah. So I am sorry for that. But
it doesn't happen in other podcasts where like one of those like, I'm sorry, I have to go.
Sometimes you hear on podcasts, oh, my phone's ringing, and then they just hang it up. But I choose to answer.
Yeah. And then, you know, I have to edit that, which is tough. Yeah.
I would actually say that during the day, I mostly don't answer my phone. The only time I do answer my phone is when I'm in the middle of a podcast. I never answer my phone.
There you go. Hey, I just thought, because I'm pretty sure just before we were talking about Geoffrey Rush and you rushed off, we were talking about what if Slytherin was a shark instead of a snake.
Yeah.
Then it just got me thinking, let's make Hogwarts houses, but like if Australia had a Hogwarts and there were 4 houses.
Okay.
Like, let's just make them based on Australian animals and make their names up. So, like, Australian Hogwarts houses, I reckon Crocodilus would be one for sure. And it would be, obviously, the crocodile would be the saltwater croc, would be the mascot.
So we're not making these like specifically allegories of the other.
No, I just houses. Think like, just let's just make 4 houses. Crocodilus.
Okay. Possum Puff.
Are possums Australian?
Oh, some of them are.
Oh.
Are they?
I mean, the ringtail. I think possums are pretty universal.
No, well, America has possums.
Possum.
Ringtailed possum. That's Australian, for sure.
All right, what about ring-a-dinger?
Ring-a-dinger?
Which probably
sounds...
Well, in Australia, some people call condoms dingers.
Yeah, so it does sound like... sounds like a phone service where you when you're in desperate need of a dinger. Like, oh, you go. Have you got any protection? Oh shit! Gotta ring a dinger.
Gonna fuck. Ring a dinger.
Ring a dinger. And then a guy, you know,
2-hour delivery of a dinger. Hey, here's your delivery. Oh, we've already done it.
Yeah, so. Sorry.
We couldn't wait.
Yeah.
If we waited, we wouldn't be horny anymore.
Ring a dinger. And your older brother's mate rocks up with just a packet of condoms, packet of Durex.
What else have we got? Wombatia.
Yeah, okay.
Just a wombat.
And
they're known as like a sleepy house, I think.
Maybe the possum one would have been Possum Paw, like Raven Claw.
I love Possum Paw.
Yeah.
I love that.
What about...
You'd have to have Kangaroomy. There's the 4 houses.
Yeah.
That wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be honest. Sharkletongue was funny.
No, but I think having a shark as one is actually quite cool.
But remember Sharkletongue?
Sharkletongue.
From earlier, hours ago. Yeah.
If we're doing actual good ones, I think Sharkletongue does go, whatever it was called, does go to Slytherin.
Yeah.
I think that it would have to be something like a possum would be the same as Hufflepuff.
So it would be possum would definitely be Hufflepuff.
Possum Paw or Possum Puff, something like that.
Maybe there'd be a Kookaburra.
Yeah, maybe that can be. Maybe that's the Ravenclaw type of one.
If you're going a bird and then.
What? Is there a mythical Australian?
Well, Gryffindor's a lion. Yeah. It just has. But like, I feel like Australia's version of the lion. Like, the lion is the most iconic African animal.
Mm.
So it would have to be a kangaroo. That's the most iconic Aussie animal.
Yeah.
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 And I've got, I'm riding mine to work later.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We ride our kangaroos to work.
Oh, well, I just jump in the pouch.
Oh, have you got a poucher?
Yeah, I got a poucher. So I just fit in there.
I was looking at wallabies, but kangaroos are just better. I want to get an electric one.
Yeah. You don't get as much mileage out of a wallaby.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Have you read the...
Not great for the family.
Yeah. You know, Blade Runner is based on a book?
Yeah, okay.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Great.
Does Mikey dream of electric ruse?
Oh.
That's what it would be for me.
Yeah. And then we'd make... And then what would the movie be called?
Roo Runner.
Roo Runner.
Blade Runner.
Emu Blade.
I forgot about emus.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't like emus.
Oh.
I don't like any
bird. Wow, Mike is anti-Australia.
I don't like any bird that is flightless and has a long neck.
You know what? I was about to say this. I actually agree. The long neck with the beak, that scares me.
Don't like it. Emus, ostrich.
Because it's like a whole nother arm with a sharp thing on the end.
Yeah.
And they can really get you.
Have you seen cassowaries?
Oh, yeah.
They're talons.
I'm bloody very. I'm very bloody. I'm cassowary of them. That's for sure. Me cassowary.
Me cassowary to Sue cassowary. Hey, now I don't actually know how long like the total pot. Oh, okay. So we're probably at a point where we could start.
We should here. Because then we can. We did quite a bit of chat before.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, actually, no, we're not because we did like 10 minutes of Patreon. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just get into the double F. It can be a shorter episode.
I don't think it's that short.
Okay. Right, we'll see how we go.
Sorry. This is off-air chat.
Yeah. This is just. I love that this podcast. It's just off-air chat becomes on-air.
Well, Mike is just now walking around his apartment with a microphone.
I'm just walking around with the mic. You know, I've got my... I'm getting the iPad, which is not on the stove.
So,
1 week it was.
So, yes. I guess what else was it? I was listening on the way here to our message from Georgia, our in-flight expert, and I hope...
Thanks, Georgia.
This time of recording,
I'm
hoping that, Georgia, you have come to my comedy festival show at this point.
True.
If you didn't... Well,
did she say she would, or did we say come to Sam's show?
We said come to Sam's show.
She might be on a plane though. Snake's on a plane. I don't know why I said that.
I don't know why you did either. No. Great, great film. Great film.
Not really. Fanfic time.
Let's do it.
Fan fiction. Now, where did we leave off, Sam, last time?
We're in the cave. Are we still in the cave?
Yeah, I think we're still in the cave, yes.
A few chappies in the cave. We must be nearing the end of the book.
We are nearing the end of the book. Now, I believe we ended with... Mm-hmm. Oh, dear God, where did we end? It ended with Socky was a spirit-jumped object and Mr. Charger spirit-jumped out of Socky
Potter.
That
was massive.
That was massive. Hey, in the last chapter that came out in real time where we are right now, because remember, we're in the future right now.
Yeah.
But like in the last chapter that came out while we're recording was the one where Clownish Kimjuri, it ends with Clownish killing Monsieur Chargeur.
Wow.
People freaked at that.
Yeah.
I got a few messages being like, can't believe that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people freaked.
Yeah.
But we pick up with chapter 41, Sam, right off the back of Mr. Charger coming out of Socky Potter.
Yeah.
And Sam, on this podcast, as you know, what do we do? You know. You know. Remember. Just think about it. Think about it. We start by rhyming.
Oh, reading.
Yeah, and this week...
Oh, the title of the
title of the chapter.
It would be weird if we did it at the end.
Yeah, it would be weird. But why don't you read it in Sharkle tongue this week?
Okay. Oh, actually.
Oh, or as sharks would say.
One more thing I want to rectify is from a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I want to try to do my Chewbacca voice.
Oh, yes.
Oh!
Okay, you nearly dropped the iPad when you did that.
Chewy, no, pew,
pew. Is that you? Oh, I still think that's bad.
Oh, fuck.
That's better.
I feel like I did it in my car and it was a lot better.
Okay, well, send a voicemail. Send in your voicemails of you doing your best, Chewy, guys. Kay. Okay.
Chapter 41. What the sock?
Wow. I like that as a chapter title.
I like that.
Yeah.
What the sock?
Because when you did it in Sharkletongue, the translation doesn't...
Yeah.
It doesn't translate, like, literally. Yeah. So that was a difficult one, I guess.
But I like that. Okay, here we go. Look, Locius Appius Conventius. Locius Appius Convenientius.
Okay, yep. That's a spell, I think.
Convenientus. Mr. Charger waved his wand, conveniently locking up Cheeseman Damo and Vladek next to Harry so they were restrained and wandless, which seems awfully convenient for the plot and exposition of this chapter.
So lots of spells in the last few chapters that are very convenient.
Yeah.
And this one especially, Locius Appius Convenientus.
Yeah.
So he's locking up all the characters who are powerful enough to help.
In a convenient way.
In a convenient fashion, yes.
Oh, Gemini, Mr. Charger, who didn't even remotely look like he was a man who had spent most of the last year as a sock, walked over to Gemini, who was struggling too. Don't fight the Dark Lord, my boy. Let him in. Let him in. Restore him.
Poor Gemini.
Gemini was clearly trying to fight the power of his possession by Voldemort. Okay, so was that clear? I'm glad they said it, because I wouldn't have known that.
So
Gemini's being...
But that's why Mr. Charger's like, don't fight him, let him in.
Okay, yeah.
Sad.
Dimmy began pacing back and forth trepidatiously.
Trepidatiously.
Don't know if that's a word.
I'm being trepidatious. He doesn't say that. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say it.
Say what? Mr. Charger said.
What the sack is going on here?
Dimmy responded, looking at the camera and winking. The studio audience applauded and laughed with some cheering. They really liked Dimmy.
Woo!
Yeah. They're clapping.
It's like...
Dimmy's like the Kramer or something.
Yeah, it's like when Kramer walks in, or I'm trying to think of another character. Maybe not a Kramer, maybe a Newman, like a character that's only in a few episodes, but every time they're there, you're like, woo!
Yeah.
They're happy to see you.
Or it's like, I'm picturing, I don't even watch it, but I'm picturing it did happen on like a reunion episode of Friends where like Joey or Chandler walk in the door.
Yes. Do you mean the Friends reunion special?
Oh yeah, but then they didn't
because they didn't. No. But they didn't do a new episode. But
they definitely have things where something dramatic happens. Someone walks in.
No, but say they did do a Friends, episode that was like an episode now, and like maybe it starts with Ross and Rachel and the baby, and then Chandler walks in and is like, "Could the babies be any more loud?" And that's his first appearance.
Yeah,
they're like, "Woo, he's back!"
You know what I think I did experience this on?
Yeah.
Did you watch that 90s show?
I watched the first episode, and yes, the first episode, it does
that
happen.
That does happen with like Red's there. Ah,
Ashton Kutcher and then Mila Kunis comes in.
Yeah, before
and
they...
It's like,
yeah, and that was before they did that weird video defending...
because of Danny Masterson.
Yeah, that was
who
weird.
Who is the brother... of Christopher Masterson, who plays Francis in Malcolm in the Middle.
Wow. Oh my God, they look alike.
Yeah, they do. And apparently, no, doesn't matter.
Let's not get into Danny Masterson.
I was talking about Christopher Masterson.
He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
I hope.
I think I've told you this, but I used to think that he looked... I used to think when How I Met Your Mother started, I thought Barney Stinson was him.
He does.
And my brother was like, it's not him. But because there was no internet back then, me and my mum were just like, it definitely is him. And there was no way to verify that it definitely wasn't him.
Yeah.
But we were just like, it looks like him. It's
probably
definitely him.
It's
and
him.
My brother was like, it's not. Anyway, sorry about that.
No, that's great.
Okay.
All right.
What the sec is going on here?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but the last few chapters have just been bombshell after bombshell.
Now, that's true.
First, Monsieur Charger was innocent the whole time, Michael began. Yaha, Mr. Charger said.
Yaha.
Second, Jordan Borden was dead the whole time, but it seemed heavily implied that he had faked his own death in a Peter Pettigrew-like twist. Yaha, Mr. Charger said. Then it is heavily implied that Vladek is almost certainly Lockie and Gemini's estranged father. Yaha, Mr. Charger said. Then it turns out Vladek did murder Jordan Borden and Talia, but was under some sort of dark farts control by you, Miss Michael said, pointing at Clownish Kimjiri.
Yaha,
Clownish Kimjiri said. And finally, you have spent the whole year spirit jumped into Socky, Michael said. Yaha, Mr. Charger said, walking over to the sock, now motionless on the floor and looking at it. Ah, it was a sad, sad existence, but absolutely worth it to gather intel on Potter. Wait, so all those times I, you know, pleasured myself using my hand to stimulate my penis and move my hand up and down my shaft, create friction and generate an explosive cum explosion and orgasm through my erect penis? You were in the sock watching, Harry Potter said. Ew, don't remind me. And you kept using to me to wipe up. Gross, Mr. Charger said. Oh, also, Harry, I know we're enemies and everything like that, but you have a lump on the shaft of your penis. It's most likely nothing serious, but you can never be too careful with that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm honestly sure it's nothing. Probably just a pimple or something. But all year I've been so close to it, I've been thinking, I've got to tell Harry about this because you probably don't even get the opportunity to see much down there, whereas I've just got this great vision. I thought about leaving you an anonymous note, but I didn't want to freak you out or anything, and I didn't think it was appropriate. Seriously, I'll give you the number of the doctor I say. He's really good at that kind of stuff, and, you know, he can probably just take a look at it. Again, I'm 99% sure it's just nothing, but like I said, I'd rather you get it looked at than just leave it. My uncle actually left a lump just thinking it was nothing, and he died a few days later. Cancerous cyst. So I've really just learned that there's never a stupid reason to go to the doctor. Seriously, you can feel stupid about it. Once I went to the doctor because I noticed a small swelling of my penis, and he told me it was completely natural and was just called an erection. I felt so stupid, but I'm glad I went, and he didn't make it seem weird, so yeah, just head out and see you. Stop rat! Oh, so that's not you.
Stop ranting!
Clownish Kimjiri said. Wow.
Wow, that was a whole page of seriously, Harry, I mean, I know we're enemies. You've got a lump on the shaft of your penis. It's right. Probably nothing, but...
I've spent the whole year. And sorry, that is, I mean, I have, and speaking of a year, I haven't read the voice of Mr. Charger for a year.
True.
Because so this is all coming,
So interesting because Mr. Charger, of course, is like the Stewie Griffin kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Is how we've described him. Like, hey, I know we're enemies and everything, but you've got a lump on your penis. There's no stupid reason to go to the doctor.
That was good. But, I think I did my best.
You do a great job. And I loved when Harry spoke, you really have Harry now. You really become Harry. I could actually see you physically shift your body and your mouth and how you were going to speak. And it's just, it's amazing that, you know, over the years of doing we've just embodied this podcast.
Is there a Logies for pot? Get me a potty.
A potty.
The potties.
I have said, I do want to at some point, possibly soon, for each of these books, just do a straight audiobook where there's no commentary, no laughing. It's just played as straight. And I just record the book. And you can listen to it for like however long it ends up going for. It probably, you know, without all the commentary, the audiobook for one of these probably just goes for like 45 minutes.
God, no. I reckon it'll be longer.
Maybe 2 hours.
No, I think more.
But I think I am going to at least release audiobooks of these.
Which was originally what this podcast was meant to be, wasn't it?
Sort of. Yeah. But I always wanted to have the unpacking kind of... anyway, this is an off-air chat, but as we know, those become on-air.
So... Clownish Kimjiri.
Stop ranting.
And then also, it's funny because stop ranting is in capital letters, but then you've left caps lock on for Clownish Kimjiri said.
Stop ranting. Clownish Kimjiri said.
Okay, yes, you stupid boys. It was me the whole time, Mr. Charger said. But I swear, there were chapters where it specifically said stuff like, Mr. Charger. Mr. Charger came out of his disguise, Lockie said.
That's true. There have... I feel like there were chapters where it's like, Winston Churchill came out of his disguise or something like that.
Wasn't speaking in a French. You don't. Oh, people like, Winston, you don't have to speak in a French accent around me.
Yeah. Or it was Winstoner. You don't have to say. Yeah. It's interesting. Also crazy. It felt like you would just spirit jumped into Mr. Charger. Yes. That's what it feels like you're doing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Let's see. You bloody idiot. Look at your idiot hair. Look at your socks. The narrator deceived you. Yes, they said I came out of my disguise, but never which disguise. But never said which disguise.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't say Winston Churchill took off his French overalls and wig and beret. It just said he came out of his disguise. Mm. And I guess Socky was his disguise.
Besides, read the book again, I implore you. I'm just laughing at that. You will see that every single time poor Monsieur Chargeur was being blamed, Socky was in fact right there. There were even times when Monsieur Chargeur was noted as having heard footsteps walking near him. That was me. This guy, Mr. Charger. Read the book again. You will find multiple points in which the narrator implores you to read the book carefully. One point where the narrator tells you that books can be deceiving. And multiple hints that Monsieur Charger was innocent. But not the least of which was his constant reminding you of that very fact.
Okay, so that sounds like the author being like, hey, go and actually read it again. Yeah. Because there are a lot of hints of exactly this. Mm.
I don't plan on doing that, but
well, when the audiobook comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Will you give it another listen.
Dimmy stepped forward.
That's not true.
Which part? Mr. Charger said.
Sorry. I just felt like that's what someone would say in this kind of scene. Apologies, Mr. Charger. Keep on going.
Dimmy said. There were so many characters and unresolved plot points to get to that not even I, the author, could keep up at this point.
Are a lot of characters here this small winding cave.
Yes, gosh. Which again, I don't know how it's lit.
Yeah, we don't know. Maybe Litius Cavius, based on the spells we've had.
Probably, I was going to say like Lumos.
Lumos. Probably. Lumos. Bit of Lumos, probably, yeah.
Who's this speaking? I think it's Mr. Charger.
A wall of dialogue.
Vladek, you kept escaping us. The book made it sound like we were all on the same team, but yes, you were innocent the whole time. We framed you.
I think it's like, you were innocent the whole time. We framed you, all the rest of it.
And yes, Vladek and Talia were friends in our group. They quickly married when we all finished at Hogwarts, and they obviously got busy pretty quickly because Talia got pregnant with two boys. Mr. Charger looked at Lockie and Gemini. Well, no need to be sad, Vladek. Here they are, alive and well.
One thing about this book that, again, most books don't do is like, if there are hints or clues in the writing of the book, for example, I'm currently reading Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, the audiobook. And
I'm familiar.
Often when there's been an attack in Hogwarts, it'll mention something like Ginny was looking very tired and cold or something like that. It'll always mention Ginny, but obviously you don't suspect Ginny. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, no character goes, and if you had read carefully, you would have seen that Ginny's been strange all year.
And like Ginny's been mentioned a lot.
Yeah. But in this book, it is like, hey, if you did read carefully, you would have noticed all this stuff. But like, again, it's like the characters having an awareness of the book and also of what is written.
The other fact is that it's even in Harry Potter, the real book, it's not even the author, J.K. Rowling, saying,
yeah.
And if you look backwards on the book, it actually mentions quite a lot. You've actually got a character saying it.
Yeah, and it's like in the Harry Potter books, the real ones, it's up to you to reread them and be like, because you know what, when you watch a movie, say that has a twist, I know you hate that, but like when you watch it again, if you watch again, you're like, oh, that's a hint. Oh, that's a clue. Yeah. Now I get it. Yeah. So I think this author, me, was so afraid that people wouldn't pick up on those things or wouldn't reread the book that he's like, hey, just so you know, if it makes you want to reread the book, here's all the stuff you missed. And I respect that.
Yeah. In fact, I'm rewatching Mel and I are rewatching the OC.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned this.
And in like season three, end of season, maybe into season two.
Yeah.
Kirsten Cohen.
Yeah.
Seth's mom. Gets to be an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, has to go to rehab. Gets a problem with alcohol, and because I remembered that, then noting even from season one, from the early episodes, there's a few times where she takes it a bit too. She's like, "Oh, mum's got a hangover." She just had a couple of wines too many, yeah. And then it builds, and it does kind of build. Yeah. And, you know, 2.5 seasons later, it's a plot point. I'm like, wow, they've done well.
I like that. I really like that. So I really respect that this author's done. You respect the OC. I respect the OC.
Yeah, and you better respect it. I do. It's amazing.
It is. Yeah, I want to watch it, as I said. It's just a time thing.
California, here we come, right back where we started from. California, here we come. California.
You know what that song is?
I've been on the run.
I reckon that's the Californian version of, get this, I think you're going to freak. Baby, in the summertime, that is where I'll be. Which is a song by Thirsty Merc, an Australian band.
Yeah.
And it's the theme song to Bondi Rescue.
Yeah.
Or Bondi Beach Rescue.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that song is the Sydney version of California.
And they do show beaches in both shows' opening credits while they play that song.
How does that song go? How does it start? That's all I can. All I really know is
don't have a job. I never like them. I just want to play in the sunshine. They said I was wrong. But I know better. I live my life like I'm dying. But give me a chance. I'll give another kick and scream and dance. When I'll ask the crowd to take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything's gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime. And even if I have to go to next year, I don't care. All I know is that I'll meet you there in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime, that is where I'll be.
Hey,
I just remembered I did a parody to that song two years ago in my show.
Oh, what was it?
And it was in the COVID testing line.
Maybe I didn't see that.
Because it's right
show.
After COVID, you have to line up for tests. Yeah. In the COVID testing line, that is where I'll be.
Do you think people like when we just start singing a song? Remember when I put the playlist that I made of all the Delta Goodrum stuff. Maybe I make a playlist of songs Sam and Mike burst into during the podcast.
I'm sorry, because we did the whole thing. Yeah,
we did nearly that whole song.
Was that even the right verse to chorus? Yeah, well, it must have been.
You know another good Thirsty Merc song, which is... so many syllables jammed into one bit is the one where it's like, I think it's 20 Good Reasons. And
love
it starts
one.
With like, so I finally accept the fact that things are probably going to be very different between me and you in the future.
Yeah. And you've read away the fact that you don't get into something that's going to have to end later.
It's like,
I know our lives changed and we've been coming for a while, baby. Don't get me wrong. I'd really like Thursday Merc. Don't get out of town. It's going to happen more. You got to be strong. But now.
It's like, I always just thought that song was trying to cram too many syllables into the verse.
The second verse is like, and I know you want to go away and go to university to follow your dreams. I mean, if you got universe, you can just say uni.
Yeah.
But I've also done a parody of that in one of my shows. I really like Thirsty Merc.
What was their other song? There's In the Summertime, 20 Good Reasons. I swear they had one more.
Oh, they've got heaps.
I want to know. No, they had one more.
Mousetrap Heart.
Don't know Mousetrap Heart. I don't know that one.
They've got... I think my 20 Good Reasons might have been...
So tell me why. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, those probably
are. I know those. My other Thirsty Merc one was also COVID related, and it was 2020 Good Riddance.
Oh, so 2020 Good Riddance.
2020 Good Riddance.
I need... Okay, anyway, let's go back to... Why did we even start talking about that? Oh, because we started talking about the OC and twists.
God, that was
trace it back, guys. Okay. There you go.
Okay. So the twins are there. Blood X. I hate that was so long. Sorry, bro.
Such a long detour.
So, well, no need to be sad, Blood X. Here they are, alive and well. Blood X screamed. You ruined my life. You killed the love of my life. And now you will ruin the life of my sons.
Poor Vladek. Yeah. You really feel for Vladek, who got really serious blacked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize you were saying his name, Sirius's name. So
I think the difference is, obviously Sirius was just framed, whereas Vladek was actually seen doing the murdering, but he was under control of someone else. Yeah. So yeah, that's really tough for Vlad.
Mm.
Vlad. Love you, Vladdy.
But Vladek, you knew that this day would come. You see, boys, Kim, Boris, and I became entangled in the dark arts after we met our master. His goal was to kill a Potter and bring Voldemort back to power.
That's interesting. Mm.
He himself had been ruined by Potter and wanted revenge. He taught us the ways of the dark farts, and we became entangled with it at school. Our little group started fracturing. Little Cheesy over there and little Jordan Borden didn't like what we were doing, but they weren't much of a threat to us. Vladek, on the other hand, was a big, strong, and a clever wizard. He was our biggest threat. We were all friends since first year. You know, Vladek, Boris, Kim, and I called ourselves the Mafforders. Cheesy and Jordan followed us around. Oh, we knew what we were doing was right. Voldemort was right. Our boss was right. But Jordan, Cheesy, and Vladek were preparing to fight back. That's why we knew we needed to kill them. But we also needed the boys to complete the soul split magic that Kim also explained to you. Soul split is one word, but the S...
And the S's are both capitals. Yeah. But that's what we were talking about in the other
chapter. The
soul
split magic.
When they split Lockie and Gemini into like...
Yes, bad and good or whatever.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry, I stopped listening.
Dimmy began.
Can you repeat all of that again exactly from the start? I'm so sorry. I stopped listening. What was he doing?
No one said anything.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Chat. I've actually stopped. I zoned out. Can you start again? Sorry, I'm just ad-libbing.
I know, but then I'm also doing what I would have done in that situation.
Yeah.
Where you look at them and go, I'm not even going to.
It's like in Zoolander. But why male models? Are you serious? Seriously? I just said that. Oh. I just told you that.
Great movie. After the boys were born, we slowly began to infiltrate Vladek's mind with the dark farts and murdered Jordan and Talia, framing him for the murders, yada, yada, yada. Your Cheesy managed to escape. Maybe that was a good thing. I would have hated seeing him die. Mr. Charger paused, almost emotionally. He looked down and kicked the ground with his hands in his pockets.
Okay. A few things there. So... So I think they were threatened because Cheeseman Damo, Jordan Borden, and Vladek were like, hey, we're not on board with this and we're going to like turn you in. So then they were like, all right, we've got to kill him. And then they found out, it seems, that Vladek's wife was pregnant with twins. And they were like, oh, we need twins for this soul split thing we want to do. How do we do this but still get rid of Vladek, frame him for murdering them, take the twins, do the magic, Vladek goes to prison. It doesn't look like they expected Cheese Man to escape, but there have been hints that Cheese Man and Mr. Charger were romantically linked. And that's like him saying, oh, I would have hated seeing him die.
Okay.
This is crazy.
And then that is a bit funny, I guess, then that Cheese Man then has shacked up with Monsieur Charger, who looks a lot like, so he's got a type.
But didn't Clownish Kim Jury said, oh, this is just in another chapter is like, this is just perfect. Cheese Man fell in love with Winston's lookalike or something.
Yeah, he did actually. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad you re-explained that because I feel like a right old Dimmy over here.
I'm so sorry. Could you say
I was like, what is happening? So he looked, Mr. Charger can look down at his hands in his pockets. Yeah. That being said, you know, you can't turn back time. What's done is done, and tonight we've officially won. You see, it never really mattered about Potter or Lockie or anyone or anything else. We just needed to keep Gemini's dark soul in our power long enough so Voldemort could take it over. Once that happens, the boy's body will die, but Voldemort will have a full soul of darkness. Then, The coif ceremony helps bring him back to his own corporeal form. The coif ceremony requires the cum of the servants and the cum of the enemies. And thankfully, by working as Socky all year, I've been able to collect enough of Harry's cum to suffice.
Okay, so the coif ceremony very well may be, which yeah. you predicted, the cum on your face.
Yeah, but you need to collect the cum of servants and enemies. Okay.
But that's like, this is reminding me of in Goblet of Fire when Wormtail's like, blood of the, flesh of the servant willingly given, blood of the enemy forcefully taken, yeah. bone of the father.
Man, this one's now like boner of the father.
boner so of dumb. The father.
Yeah, we're nearly done. Okay.
Okay.
So what happens now? Michael asked. I don't know. I'll probably just kill ya, Mr. Charger said, raising his wand high above his head while clownish Kimjiri cackled laughing.
Too perfect,
he said. But a cold feeling began swarming the cave, and the boys began to feel like they would never be horny again. Dot, dot, dot.
End of chapter. End of chapter. So it sounds like the Commentors.
The Commentors! Yeah. Wow.
I'm liking, you know what? For a book that had, you know, 20 odd chapters where pretty much nothing happened.
I know, there's a lot happening.
This is evidence just, if a book's not working for you, keep going because yeah. they might be doing a this where it's just info dumped.
Or skip the last, like, four, skip yeah. to the last five chapters. And yeah. You'll be, yeah. Because
absurd.
I wish these were spread out.
What do you mean?
As in, like, I'm getting so much information.
Yeah. This is the most fun I've had doing the podcast. For yeah. a while.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So much fun.
Really great.
Wow. So, I mean, we've got one more to record. This is an off-air chat that I'm bringing on air. One more to record before I'm back from Japan.
Yep.
So think of this. Like, I'm over in Japan while this is coming out. This is crazy.
Oh my God. You're gonna be like on like a roller coaster at Harry Potter World or whatever, yeah. being like, oh, the podcast is out.
Yeah.
Whitey will be next to you with his earphones and going, hey, mate, podcast is on. Yeah.
And then, listen, man. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. I've missed you. That's probably what I'm thinking right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Nah, man. Hope you're having a great time over there.
Thanks, man. Do you have anything to plug before we go?
Obento.
Oh, just the
lunch.
The packed lunch
the
in
packed
Japan.
Lunch in Japan. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think I do because, I mean, my show's over, so that's been great.
You know what? Either of us could die in the next 4 weeks.
And then imagine this is released.
Yeah. Like, if you die, do we just keep rolling them out and then announce it when I'm back?
Yeah, can you... A bit of an embargo on my death, please. Yeah.
Because if I die, I'm happy for these to keep rolling out.
Right. Well, I mean, are you scheduling them? I guess they just will.
Yeah, I'm scheduling it. Yeah, no one has access.
I have no idea how to stop it.
It will be crazy if I do die.
I hope you don't.
Podcast. I can see the Daily Mail headline. Podcaster's premonition on podcast comes true.
Yeah.
Not that I'd make the Daily Mail.
And again, I'd still, even if you did die, like next, I'd be like, oh my God, Mike said this would happen on his podcast, on the podcast. And well, where is, well, I don't know. We'll just have to wait till it comes out because I don't know how to access it.
Yeah. Crazy.
All right.
Thanks, guys. We've got another one to record now. But goodbye, Amores. Sam!
No, Mike!
I think I'm dying!
Oh. You know who we need now? Bondi Rescue. In the summertime, that is where I'll be. Quick, Hoppo, get him!